I'm not holding back. This is something I chose to expose. The truth about the CIA is how it goes. You ought to know the truth when it comes to the 1947 vision of Truman. The prisons, the ruins, the drugs in the 80s seem to marry the deal. From the wealth of the Reagans, Bush Sr. and Barry Seal. We carry steel, they supply the streets with guns. And their business in the hood is like they eat and run. Keeping the funds, they control the minds of the inner city people, equal to the golden crimes of Mena. 9% of the population owns all the wealth, and the rest of us are zombies, stone caught in a cell, tortured in hell, more than LSD and PCP, brainwashing messages on TV and CDs. These elite motherfuckers built this hustle for profit. It affects us all, now we must do something to stop it.
I'm expressing a very conventional thought. 80% of the population thinks that the government is run by a few big interests looking out for themselves, not for the population.
It's America's plan. It's a billion-dollar business.
The new American century. Shit was spelt out like a prophecy. The culmination, an empire built from atrocities. Operation Ajax, the My Lai massacre. COINTELPRO and human traffic from Africa. Ask Mandela about unity and division. Ask Huey P. if Oakland was any different. Ask Che how quick you get your throat slit when the brown man decides to control his own shit. It's that or find rival factions that don't feel each other. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. Iran and Iraq or black liberation. Force Panthers to war with the US organization. This ain't nothing but a slow motion genocide. It's up to us to get the real soldiers organized. Think this a third world problem, not yours. Talk to Sean Bell of those in the ninth ward, motherfucker.
Fact is that to an extraordinary extent, by comparative standards, the United States is a business run society, which means that human rights are subordinated.
It's America's plan. It's a billion-dollar business.
Real slaves in the system.